riding on gravel into the beautiful Flint Hills, and the one miler will be on site. Virtual 5 and 10K options are available as well. For more information and to register, log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. All proceeds benefit the All Veterans Memorial. Emporia Freedom Fest, November 6th.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Monday morning. It is 8:42, sunshine, and now 48 degrees as we continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlights. And today we are spotlighting Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation, and we're pleased to be joined by Casey Schuler, who is the Director of Community Relations. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, we certainly enjoy spotlighting, you know, United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partners each and every year. Of course, the campaign is just a little over a month underway, led by Mike Argabright, who is the campaign drive chair this year. And we're in the midst of spotlighting community partners now through probably mid-November. And Cerebral Palsy, the Research Foundation, is on our list this week. And again, Casey Schuler is with us to talk about the Research Foundation. Well, tell us where you're located first, Casey, and the mission of the Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation.
Yeah, so here at CPRF, we're located in Wichita, but we do serve the entire state through our wheelchair and posture seating clinic and equipment fund. And our mission is to provide training, employment, and support for people with all types of disabilities of all ages, so not just cerebral palsy.
Your focus, obviously, is on cerebral palsy, and for folks that don't really know about this disease, really what happens medically to a person that suffers from this?
Well, cerebral palsy is not a disease. It's a disability, and it is a birth injury. But, you know, we serve people with all types of disabilities. So while CP is a big part of what we do, we also serve people with multiple sclerosis, autism, absolutely everything.
Well, tell us, how many folks are you serving annually, I guess, on average, Casey?
Sure. Well, through our wheelchair and posture seating clinic and equipment fund, we are on track to serve about 1,200 people a year, so 800 in our wheelchair and posture seating clinic and the remainder in our equipment fund. And that's a statewide number.
Well, that's significant because when you talk about the wheelchair and posture seating clinic, this is not inexpensive to get all of this equipment taken care of, is it?
It is not cheap. not cheap at all. We are actually one of only three Medicaid-approved seating clinics to serve children in the state of Kansas, and we're the only one that's Medicaid-approved to serve adults.
What are some of the different services that you do provide across this wide spectrum of situations?
Well, through our wheelchair and posture seating clinic, basically we provide customized seating systems for people with disabilities, and that includes building a seating system that fully supports the user, like custom molded seats, back supports, customized drive mechanisms like chin drives, head control drives. Really depends on the client's needs. So a lot of our clients have significant disabilities whose needs can't be addressed by a standard off-the-shelf chair. And so seating is so, I like to say it's foundational. So the proper posture seating system can affect your breathing, it can affect your swallowing, your digestion, your speech. It's really, it's like I said, it's foundational. It's basically helping you from the bottom up.
So how important is your relationship with the United Way of the Flint Hills, Casey?
Oh, gosh. The United Way of the Flint Hills has been a supporter of CPRF for a very, very long time. And the funding that we receive from United Way really helps us help more people. So the other thing that we provide in this area is our equipment fund. And so through that program, we help people who need financial assistance purchase medical equipment and assistive technology, like ramps, van lifts, communication devices, home modifications, a lot of things in between. And so we use United Way dollars we're often the first dollar in for the people that we serve. So we help people find other sources of funding to create funding packages so people aren't left in financial hardship to purchase what they need. And so we can typically leverage about $3 to $4 for every dollar we spend on each client. And so that United Way money helps us do that for more people. And so that also means we're judicious with the United Way funds that we receive.
That certainly is significant. And you are having an impact here locally. Talk about, you know, an individual that you have served here locally that you want to talk about here this morning, Casey.
Sure. So one of our clients, she's a long-term client of both our wheelchair and posture seating clinic and our equipment fund. Her name is Jennifer, and she's been with us for more than a decade, and she uses a power chair. This power chair is her mode of transportation. It's, you know, power chairs are independence, right? They help people get, they enable people to get where they need to go, whether that's in their own home, whether that's in school, at work, around the community. And Jennifer is just all over the place. You know, she's an ESU grad. She was a Spanish interpreter at the Emporia Courthouse. She lives independently. She goes to the farmer's market, Bible studies. She takes her dogs on walks, and all of that can happen because of that chair. She's also a member of Emporia's Accessibility Advisory Committee, and so she provides guidance on how to improve and expand environmental functionality throughout Emporia. So she is an active person, and she's just really great. And she's one of our long-term clients. So,
well, folks, that's your dollars making an impact when you donate to the United Way of the Flint Hills. That's a great story, Casey. Hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day, Casey.
Bye.
Yeah, Casey Schuler, who is the Director of Community Relations, Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation. That's a great story right there.
Absolutely. And more coming here, too, as we continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlights, because tomorrow we'll have Corner House joining us with Rodney Shepherd joining us around 8:40 in the morning. And then at 8:40 Wednesday, we will have Cradle to Career Literacy Center and Itzy Aparicio will be joining us. Thursday, we'll be joined by Community Schools of Mid-America. That'll be Victoria Partridge. That's all coming up here this week in the 8:40 slot on KVOE.
And the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign for this year is underway. If you'd like to learn more about the United Way of the Flint Hills, this year's campaign, and how you can donate, and to donate, please log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org. KVOE Live and local, it is 848, 48 degrees. Good morning.
Are you dreaming of something greater, like getting a college degree, but not sure how to pay for it? How about the satisfaction?